Bill Burr, "It doesn't look like anybody is going to beat Trump." By BenQ on September 17, 2019. Comedian Bill Burr says he doesn't think there's anyone who will be able to defeat President Donald Trump in 2020, despite his desire to see a good fight in the upcoming presidential election. Appearing on the Daily Beast podcast The Last Laugh following the release of his Netflix special Paper Tiger, Burr shared his opinions on everything from Trump's chances of re-election to his disdain for outrage culture and politician correctness. "What blew me away watching Trump do what he did. The things that he said in the past would take down somebody's campaign," Burr said, praising Trump's staggering ability to withstand controversies that would end any conventional presidential campaign. "Or you thought it would if you said those things and the media would be all over him and that would be it. It's kind of blown me away that in 4 years, it doesn't look like anybody is going to be able to beat Trump. It's like a pay-per-view fight. I want to see a good fight here. I don't want to see Tyson McNeely." On the question of outrage culture, Burr argued that it is fueled by the media's desperation to create controversy over issues that people don't really care about it. "Outrage culture is one of the most misrepresented things out there. How they will make such a small percentage of people seem like they're 3 million people," he explained. "And it's not even necessarily because they believe in their cause. It's just that where the money's at is eyeballs and controversy and people arguing and being offended and watching somebody get in trouble makes people stop on your website or your TV channel and watch," he continued. "But it's just not an accurate portrayal of where people's heads are at. It just isn't. It feels like Chicken Little. You go on stage and some nights you're going to do a bit and you go, 'Should I say this?' And it's like, 'What is going to happen? It's just a joke.' And 99% of the people there, 100% most nights, realize they went to a comedy club and everything you're saying is a joke. You're not watching legislation being written. It's not going to change anything. It's just somebody screwing around." As argued by Breitbart media critic John Nolte, Burr's latest special was another victory for free speech as he explored topics including male feminists, white women, cultural appropriation, the hashtag MeToo movement, Stephen Hawking, woke Hollywood, the cancel culture, and even Michelle Obama. Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.